Don't stress out this summer. Four Lakes Properties can help you find a great new apartment. Check out the number 4lakesproperties.com and you'll notice multiple properties around the Madison and downtown areas. 1 to 5 bedroom units with wonderful areas to enjoy the sun, including grilling areas, car wash stations, pools, and community gardens. There's a perfect apartment that both you and your budget will love at Four Lakes Properties. Go online to the number 4lakesproperties.com. Four Lakes Properties, now leasing. New beginnings. Four Lakes Properties.
This message is brought to you by REI. If you're looking for the outdoors, look no further than outside your door, because the great out there is right out there. Whether you're walking the dog, trekking a through hike, or lying on a picnic blanket in between, the great out there isn't a distance, but a decision to enjoy the outdoors just outside your door. Join the co-op. REI. Better is out there.
There's so many people that live vicariously through you. I would give anything tonight to jump in one of these uniforms with you guys.
To do something I never had an opportunity to do. My father never saw me play. You play for your fathers tonight.
No games on the schedule? That doesn't stop us from talking football. It's time for the Majerus Family Foundation Wisconsin Football Coaches Association Show. Presented by your local pick and save stores.
Win on three. 1, 2, 3.
Boys of fall. Here are your hosts, past WFCA president and head coach at Milwaukee Vincent, Tom Swiddle, and the Fans High School insider, big time Mike McGivern. We're the boys of
fall. Well, I'll tell you, Tom, Grant Shea, be a great Marine.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's got. You think about what he just talked about and some of the things that he cares about, some of the things he wants to accomplish, and it fits in perfect that our next guest is Major Blackwell, U.S. Marines, and they are a big sponsor of this All-Star Game.
Big sponsor and big part of the All-Star Game. The footprint of the United States Marine Corps is certainly on everything we do associated with the All-Star Game.
Major, how are you doing today?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Man, we're doing really well. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to the interview we just got done with, but 14-year-old Grant Shea from Appleton, and physically, man, he is going through and has gone through more than any of us will ever have to go through, I believe, in our lives. And when I asked him all the sports he plays, what's your favorite? He said wrestling. And he's a smaller guy. He won the Nationals this year. And then he's a singer and an actor in the performance of Little Mermaid, and he coaches soccer, and he, you know, like, he wants to coach more and give back more, and he's exactly what U.S. Marine Corps said. Look, this is the kind of kid that you guys would love to join your team.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's amazing that he's into that coaching, because that is so much part of who we are, you know, just always trying to make ourselves better as people, especially around sports. And you mentioned wrestling. I think that's great. There's not a better sport, I think, around that's going to really teach you things about yourself, and you really have to address success and failures alike.
Well, Major Blackwell, you and I talked the other day very briefly, but you gave me your background, some of the things, you know, how did you get to where you are at? And there's certainly no question that football was a part of your upbringing and something that was important to you. Talk a little bit about your background. Talk a little bit about all the things that you've done in the Marine Corps and prior to the Marine Corps.
Yeah. Okay. So I grew up in a small town down in Southeast Kansas. Great place to grow up. And mom and dad, both teachers, both coached various sports. My dad coached middle school football for quite some time. And then also just the nature of being in a small town. A lot of the coworkers, mom and dad's coworkers, were also various coaches as well. And so I was very blessed just to kind of grow up in the shadow of coaching across the board. And then grew up around the game a little bit. Dad coached middle school football for, I think, 25 years. And then I got to play for him when I was a seventh and eighth grader, and played through high school. And I was always kind of undersized as a late grower. Knew that I wanted to try to play in college someday, maybe, but just wasn't physically ready when I left high school. And that was in the early 2000s, and I had decided to enlist in the Marine Corps anyway, post 9/11. So after 4 years of enlistment, I had the opportunity to go to college, and I played at a small NAI school down in Lawrence, Kansas, called Haskell Indian Nations University. And by this time, I'd caught up physically. I actually grew. I was, instead of being 5'11", 160 pounds, as I was a senior in high school, I was 6'1", 205, 210 pounds. And so got to come back and play the game with the physicality aspect there.
Hey, what position?
After 4 years of,
I'm sorry, what position did you play?
So they listed me as a tight end, but we ran a spread offense. So I was in the slot quite a bit, fortunately, I had some really good athletes on my team. Our number one and number two receiver, they're just lights out guys, had all kinds of capability. And so by the third or fourth game of each season, they would have to be, you know, they'd be under double coverage all the time, which normally left me one on one with an outside linebacker type that I could normally outrun up the seam. So I started getting a few more touches by the third, fourth game of the season. And it was just a great experience. You know, learned about myself and received some very excellent coaching while I was there as well.
Hey, when you get a chance to be part of an all-star game like this, where these kids that you're going to get a chance to address and meet and hang out with and talk to, these are exactly the kind of kids that the U.S. Marine Corps would love to talk about. And then I'm sure that the questions for you are plenty, but I've got to believe that one of the first questions is, you know, what's the first 4 months like? You know, what's the first 6 months like to become a U.S. Marine, be part of the U.S. Marine Corps? How do you answer that question to these guys?
Yeah, and I think it's the phrase that I've always used is it's almost like two-a-days on steroids, and it's just 24/7 instead of two-a-days. It's pretty intense up front, it's a life-changing life-changing event for the first 13 weeks when you go to boot camp. And it's supposed to be that way. What we've always noticed over time is the young men and women that grew up on sports teams, especially a more physical sport, football, basketball, they're normally the ones that do better and adapt better and end up being our junior leaders very quickly because they already understand what it takes to be part of the team. And we are very team-driven in the Marine Corps.
You know, I was a school counselor for a long time. In fact, ran the guidance department at Wauwatosa East High School for a number of years. And many of our – we would probably put an average year, maybe four or five students would join the military. And most of the time it was the Marines that did. And the transformation that happens, I would see these young men – the next fall or perhaps during the winter when they were done with basic training and they were a completely different person. It's shocking how different they are, how respectful and you know, just the way they carry themselves. You know, so I don't know exactly how you guys do that, but the transformation for those that enter the Marine Corps is unbelievable and noticeable. And I want to thank you and the entire Marine Corps for that. And, you know, if I could get my football teams, you know, to transform like,
yeah,
you know, like you guys do with your recruits, you're in basic training, I don't think I would lose a game.
Right. No, I've always kind of made the same the same observation, you know, bumping from the Marine Corps to the football field, back to the Marine Corps. And then also just being able to kind of analyze, you know, some of the good coaches that I had through the years. And I don't think there's anything overly complicated about it, Tom. It's as simple as nothing easy about it, but it's as simple as, you know, maintaining the culture and what are our espoused beliefs as a team. And do those come out in our artifacts and in our daily tangibles? And, some of the things I kind of thought through was there are three monumental coaches in my mind that I've had in my life that I think did some things very well. One being my dad, and I mentioned he coached middle school football, and anybody who's ever coached middle school football, you understand how infuriating that can be, right? You, number one, you got to teach us how to – a lot of us, that's the first time we're wearing the equipment. You got to teach us how to put our jock straps on, you know. So anyway, something the dad was really good about was understanding each year group and then tailoring the offense and the defense to those year groups. You know, he didn't have a one size fits all, and he just really put the time in there to analyze it. And he kept it simple. He also understood that there's a certain amount of information we can absorb at one time, and this is true, I think, for just about any age. But he kept it simple and made sure that information was being delivered appropriately. And I think we only had about 16 plays that we ran. So we weren't overly complicated there. And we won some games. You know, we weren't the smallest or we weren't the biggest in the fastest. Most of the time we were actually outsized, but we won a lot of games. And if I got time, I'll talk about the second and third coach.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here. Yep. Second coach that I had in college, he was actually a strength coach. Phenomenal guy by the name of Sean Edgar. He's at Syracuse now. He left my college and ended up at Eastern Illinois and hooked up with Coach Dino Babers while they were there. You know, my only claim to fame is that me and Jimmy Garoppolo, the quarterback for 49ers, we had the same strength coach in college. So I like to tell people, you know, because I'm a guy of marginal athletic ability at best, right? But anyway. He left my school, went to Eastern Illinois. Then I think they went to Bowling Green in there. They've been at Syracuse now for a few years. And Coach Edinger, we called him Big E. Coach Edinger, he was just a master at maintaining the sociological and the psychological dynamics on a team. And it started with the everyday things you see in a climate. You know, what are the things that we're about? What are the type of discipline measures that we're going to have? And he was able to control the, like I said, the social aspect, the culture, if you will, of that team. And it was that simple. And he took a program that had, you know, 18 or 20 of us that would show up religiously in the off season. And one year later, we had 70 guys that showed up religiously. Wow. In the off season. And he was also, you know, the psychological aspect was he didn't just stop at maintaining simple rules. He also got to know, he observed each individual athlete on the team. And he knew what to say, when to say it, and how to say it. And that's what makes him effective. And I think that's what makes coaches effective. For him, specifically, if a coach can figure out how to inspire majority of their young men and women to fully invest in developing themselves, you know, what I give him is, and what I hang my hat on, I can sleep easy at night, is I fully believe that I develop myself physically under his tutelage to the max capability of my body type. You know, everything that I think I was going to be able to achieve as a grown man, I was able to max. And by the time I got into my junior year, I was testing about average for most combine skills. And that's not something I ever dreamed of doing. You know, I left high school running a forever 40.
forever.
you know, and was able to shave about a half second off of that and actually ran somewhere in the low 4.5s. I never dreamed that I ever thought that I'd do that. And then the final coach I'd like to speak about real quick, he was actually my track coach in high school. And the one thing that I'll pick out about him, and then I'll tie this to Coach Edinger and my dad, something they were the absolute masters of, and I think this is a mark of good coaching, is without being a buddy or a friend, they earned the respect of the entire team, and nobody wanted to let them down. And that's when you know you got full investment from most of the individuals on that team. So they're willing to come in, work up, you know, roll up their sleeves, get to work, and do the right things when nobody's looking. You know, we do nothing different in the Marine Corps.
What was the track coach's name?
His name is Rex Pope. And if you call down to Wilson County, Kansas, and talk to any of those school districts down there, everybody knows him. So
you're
down there for 40, 45 years. Yeah.
Your dad and then Big E, which is Sean Edgar, and then Rex. I love the fact that you've been able to think in your life what these three guys have meant in your life. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, I want to talk to Major Blackwell. Again, U.S. Marines, they are a big sponsor of these All-Star Games that are going to be played at Titan Stadium next weekend. I'm going to talk to Major Blackwell a little bit about what he talks to seniors about, what he talks to juniors in high school about, and the importance of what this is going to do for their life if they make that decision to become a U.S. Marine. This is the Majerus Family Foundation.
Don't stress out this summer. Four Lakes Properties can help you find a great new apartment. Check out the number 4lakesproperties.com and you'll notice multiple properties around the Madison and downtown areas. 1 to 5 bedroom units with wonderful areas to enjoy the sun, including grilling areas, car wash stations, pools, and community gardens. There's a perfect apartment that both you and your budget will love at Four Lakes Properties. Go online to the number 4lakesproperties.com. Four Lakes Properties, now leasing. New beginnings.
This message is brought to you by REI. If you're looking for the outdoors, look no further than outside your door, because the great out there is right out there. Whether you're walking the dog, trekking a through hike, or lying on a picnic blanket in between, the great out there isn't a distance, but a decision to enjoy the outdoors just outside your door. Join the co-op. REI. Better is out there.
Are you ready for a real cocktail? Then crack open a great tasting Zing Zang ready to drink cocktail, like our Bloody Mary with vodka in a can. It's full strength with 9% alcohol and America's number one Bloody Mary mix. Or try our mango margarita crafted with silver tequila and real mango puree. Unlike those hard seltzers, each can is made with premium spirits and real ingredients, just like a bartender made it for you. Zing Zang, always bold, always ready. Go to zingzang.com to find where to buy. Please Zing Zang responsibly.
Placing a trade shouldn't be complicated. It should be smooth as butter. The Fidelity app makes investing easy with zero commission U.S. stock and ETF trades, no account minimums, and fractional shares trading. Fidelity, where nothing comes between you and the trade. That's smooth. Download our app free from the App Store or Google Play. Sell orders are subject to an activity assessment fee from 1 cent to 3 cents per $1,000 of principal. No account minimums apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
As fathers, we must protect our children at all costs. And nothing threatens our babies more than poop. Day and night, poop threatens to attack their skin, make them cry, and ruin their favorite outfits. Hello Bello has stepped in to help us win the battle of the buns. Their diapers are absorbent, help prevent leaks, and come in a bunch of cute designs to make other babies jealous. They're affordable and delivered right to your door. To join the fight against poop, visit HelloBello.com and enter Hello30 for 30% off your first order.
Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on 1250 AM The Fan. Welcome back to the Majerus Family Foundation Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by your local Pick and Save stores. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Tom Swiddle, head football coach Milwaukee Vincent, Hall of Fame member with the WFCA, and past president of the WFCA as well. We are joined, second segment, Major Nathan Blackwell, U.S. Marines. Major Blackwell, when you get a chance to address kids that are juniors, seniors in high school, I'm not asking, I guess, for your elevator pitch, but what are some of the points that you talk to them about when they're starting to think that maybe getting involved and becoming a U.S. Marine is something they want to know more about? What are the points that you talk to these kids about?
Yeah, I think normally I always kind of start with a holistic approach to who they are as a person. You know, I always tell them, whether you end up joining the military or the Marine Corps or not, we're very interested in the holistic health of our youth. You know, that's the greatest asset and the greatest treasure of our nation is our young men and women. And so talking to them about who they are, who they want to be, and what they want to accomplish, you know, and where they're at, you know, mentally, physically, spiritually. So we kind of start there because you're only going to be in any profession, you're only going to be as successful as you are healthy, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense to me. And Tom, I know it does to you as well. Major Nathan Blackwell, he is the commanding officer of the Milwaukee Recruiting Station. And Tom, during the break, you said, look, Mike, we are so blessed to have them. I don't know how we do a game like this without their assistance. And what a great partnership for you guys.
It's a fantastic partnership. And Major Blackwell, I was saying to Mike at break that I can't even imagine at this point, because you guys have been a part of this now for a number of years. I can't even imagine having the All-Star games without the Marines being involved. I mean, you are from the coin flip to visiting the training camps and doing leadership and team building activities at all three sites. You know, everything is you just give us an optic that is so cool for the games. And so I can tell you from the WFCA perspective, we really enjoy the Marines being a part of it. And I'm just wondering from the Marine Corps perspective, what do you guys get out of the games and being associated with this?
Yeah, for us, we really enjoy the opportunity to network with community leaders, because as mentioned earlier, a big part of what we do out here, as well, part of our recruiting station, and I have Marines all across Wisconsin, up in Michigan, and a little bit in Illinois. We just want to be an asset to the communities and provide the tools that we do have for the development of our youth. You know, so if there is something we can do, we build those relationships through events like these games that are coming up next weekend. And so that's what we really enjoy about it. You know, get out and watch some of the talent that's going to be on the football field and watch some good football, but also take the opportunity to make ourselves available to leaders in the community, whether they're, you know, coaches, counselors, or other youth-sponsored events, and just make ourselves available and be able to let folks know what we can show up and provide.
And Major Blackwell, there are so many opportunities that the Marines offer high school students. I mean, just so many different paths that one can take after high school. Please talk about some of the things that are available to a graduating high school senior who is contemplating joining the Marine Corps.
Yeah, absolutely. We have everything under the sun, and my personal story there as well. I have a bachelor's degree, and I have a master's degree, and I haven't paid a nickel for either of those. When it comes to occupational specialties, we have all kinds of certification programs as well. So if someone comes in and either joins our reserves or does 4 years of active service or more, they're very much set up on the back end to pipeline into anything in the civilian world. Specifically, also our junior officers, and we offer a very good NROTC scholarship to cover college for young men and women. And they can pursue a career in the Marine Corps, and then they're set up on the back end. And there's a lot of companies that headhunt junior officers, not just from the Marine Corps, but the other branches. And they find our experience as well as the education level very, very valuable.
You know, I'm just going to speak to those scholarship opportunities. I've had several students through the years, students of mine, who have gotten those scholarships, and just led to wonderful careers for them.
Hey, Tom, you know, you know, Major Blackwell, if you're running the offense for.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm coaching the running backs. I don't have any real responsibility this time.
I think he's thinking maybe you should bring one extra uniform. If you need him to get in the slot for one play or two, I think Major Blackwell's thinking he might be able to go to the middle and still catch that thing.
He's going
to
be too busy at the game. You understand, he's doing live TV interviews and things like that. He's not going to have time to play
next weekend. Hey, Nathan, you'd prefer to put that uniform on, right, and get out there and play?
I'll be 38 next month, so I'll, you know, I think I'll be good for one. You know, you can put me on arrow.
That's all you need.
One step quick, and then after one of these young studs knocks my head off, you know, and they cart me off the field, at least I'll have the ball, right? I'll still catch it. You're going to get hit no matter what.
You'll still do the interviews, right?
Yeah, I might be drooling on myself from concussion, but yeah.
Perfect. It's exactly what we're looking for. U.S. Marine, it'll go viral. I'll tell you that. Hey, thank you so much. And my understanding, did you just get into the Milwaukee market recently?
I just moved up here a few weeks ago, and I tell you what, my family and I, we love it out here. I'm actually calling in from Veterans Park, and Wisconsin is the place to be in July, gentlemen. This is beautiful.
Yeah, we'll call you back in February, pal. And, you know, it is. Look, born and raised here. You know, Tom, same thing. And we welcome you to this community. It won't be long before I'll get a picture of you with a Chiefs head on, right?
I don't know. I'm a pretty diehard Chiefs fan.
Yeah, that's not a bad team to be.
No,
you
not
know
at
what?
This point.
If you said Bears or Vikings, I could have done
something.
That'd
be different, yes.
I got nothing. You know what? That's a heck of a team to be a fan of. Hey, Major Blackwell, you and your family, welcome to the Milwaukee community. We thank you so much in the U.S. Marines for being involved as a sponsor of this, these All-Star Games that are coming up next week. And I certainly hope that you and your staff really get a feel for what this whole thing is, and you'll walk away really impressed with not only the players but the coaches and all the work that goes into raising money for Children's of Wisconsin.
And I'm going to tell you, Major Blackwell, you will not believe the reception you'll get at the games. You guys are the most popular people there.
Oh, yeah, that's great. I appreciate it. Thank you for your time, gentlemen. We're very much looking forward to the games on Friday and Saturday this coming week up there near Oshkosh.
That's, man, you said that well. Good job. That Cheesehead's coming, I can tell you. That is Nathan Blackwell, Major Nathan Blackwell, U.S. Marine Corps. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, this man's been around for a while, huh?
Oh, he sure has.
Jerry does a lot for this camp.
Boy, does he ever.
Boy, he works really hard. He gets all the raffles, and you guys make some money on this raffle. And Jerry, I look forward to talking to him. He's always got some really cool raffle prizes, that's for sure.
He certainly does.
He works that thing. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue talking. These All-Star Games are next week. Next week, up at UW Oshkosh, and Friday night is the what time does that kick off, Tom? The
Friday night? At 6 o'clock.
One? The 6 o'clock game. And I'll tell you this, if you have not seen an eight-man game, eight-player all-star game, man, we always think there's going to be a zillion points scored, and sometimes there's not. Sometimes defenses show up in that, but that's at 6 o'clock at Titan Stadium, and then noon and 4 o'clock, small school, then large school, next week at Titan Stadium. This is the Majerus Family Foundation, Wisconsin.
Don't stress out this summer. Four Lakes Properties can help you find a great new apartment. Check out the number 4lakesproperties.com, and you'll notice multiple properties around the Madison and downtown areas. 1 to 5-bedroom units with wonderful areas to enjoy the sun, including grilling areas, car wash stations, pools, and community gardens. There's a perfect apartment that both you and your budget will love at Four Lakes Properties. Go online to the number 4lakesproperties.com. Four Lakes Properties, now leasing. New beginnings.
This message is brought to you by REI. If you're looking for the outdoors, look no further than outside your door, because the great out there is right out there. Whether you're walking the dog, trekking a through hike, or lying on a picnic blanket in between, the great out there isn't a distance, but a decision to enjoy the outdoors just outside your door. Join the co-op. REI. Better is out there.
Step up to the plate with Zing Zang canned cocktails. America's favorite Bloody Mary now comes ready to enjoy in a can. Crafted with a bold blend of spices, 7 vegetable juices, and premium vodka, the Zing Zang Bloody Mary is ready to drink and enjoy. It's ready to kick off. Ready to go deep. Ready to mulligan. Zing Zang. Always bold, always ready. Go to ZingZang.com to find where to buy. Please Zing Zang responsibly.
Placing a trade shouldn't be complicated. It should be smooth as butter. The Fidelity app makes investing easy with zero commission U.S. stock and ETF trades, no account minimums, and fractional shares trading. Fidelity, where nothing comes between you and the trade. That's smooth. Download our app free from the App Store or Google Play. Sell orders are subject to an activity assessment fee from 1 cent to 3 cents per $1,000 of principal. No account minimums apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Cleaning up poop is one of the worst chores we face as parents. A leaky diaper can ruin your day, whether you now need to clean the whole crib or you've ruined yet another favorite shirt. At Hello Bello, we know your pain, which is why our affordable diapers help prevent leaks day and night. They're sleek and thin and come in several adorable designs. To save yourself from future blowouts, visit HelloBello.com and use code HELLO30 for 30% off your first bundle of diapers. That's HelloBello.com, code HELLO30 for 30% off.
Football Coaches Association show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on 1250 AM, The Fan. The Beatles to Zeppelin, huh? Yeah.
I play it all.
You play it all. You're unbelievable.
I play it all, man. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Majerus Family Foundation, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside head football coach at Milwaukee Vincent. He's Tom Swiddle. You know, if you're looking to add to that staff, I got a guy who's, you know, graduated from Milwaukee Tech, Boys Tech by that.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, he knows a little bit about the city.
He sure does.
You need anybody
else? You
know,
he has a lot of experience of coaching in the city, actually.
Yeah. You know what? We might be able to get him. You need anybody looking for any special teams coach or anything? I think Jerry could do it.
We would take Jerry any day of the week.
Yes, you would. Jerry Golombieski.
Golombieski.
Yeah, fundraising chairman for the WFCA. Jerry, how you been?
I'm doing very good.
Hey, I'm about to get you hired on the Milwaukee Vincent staff.
Yes, I'm very familiar with Milwaukee Vincent.
There it is. It's a match made in heaven. Hey, Jerry, how is the fundraising and how has it been going for this year's game as far as, you know, being able to find people to donate to items that we can raffle off and make some money on? How's that gone for you this year?
It's gone very good. It is not like it was before pre-COVID. But we're coming back. The fact that we don't have that banquet on Friday night has kind of hurt us a little bit, but we're coming back. We should do very well.
Jerry, we spoke, recently, I believe yesterday perhaps, and you were really excited because some of the things that you were working on in terms of raffle items really came together this week. Why don't you tell us about, not just what you recently got, but, you know, some of the big items that someone can get into the ability to raffle for?
Okay, I'll start out with our big ones. We've got the two Watt brothers have signed footballs, and we're going to raffle those off. They've also signed helmets that we'll be raffling those off. Those are big sellers. David Bacalari, I think that's how you pronounce his name, has signed jerseys for us. We'll be raffling off jerseys.
Oh, my. Get an all-pro tackle for the Packers. Jersey autographed. Wow.
Yeah. We've got three of those. Then I think that what we're going to do really good on is I did, went out and got tickets. I've got Bucks, Badgers, Brewers, Badger football, Badger volleyball, and basketball, women's basketball. Now, Greg Gard was really generous. He gave us bench passes, and the bench pass and tickets will be raffled off. The lady from Children's Hospital got to the Bucks, and we've got two luxury box, all you can eat and all you can drink. That should be a hot item. We've got eight luxury box Brewer tickets to the game of your choice. Chris McIntosh was very generous. He's got field passes and tickets to the Badger games. Paul Christ was very generous, gave us four tickets. The Badgers, everybody has been very generous. I think our ticket raffle is going to be outstanding. And then our helmets and the jerseys. The hockey coach gave us a stick and four tickets for the hockey game. you know, anything that you want, Badgers, Brewers, Packers, Bucks, we've got something for you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, isn't it? And Mike, you know, I know how Jerry operates here. You know, in the old days, he would just invite himself into Barry Alvarez's office. You just bypass the secretary, right, Jerry? And you just would walk in there and you go, Barry, can you sign this for us? You know, and but really, Wisconsin Athletics has always been very accommodating for your requests.
Okay, Chris McIntosh is also. We can deal with him quite well. When I was coaching wrestling at John Marshall, I had a kid who took second in the state and wrestled in the state tournament. Well, Chris McIntosh was on the mat next to us. And to get into the state tournament, Mark Cross wrestled Chris McIntosh. So, I get a kick out of talk. We talk about the old wrestling tournaments. And then he went on to play for the Badgers, and Mark went on to play for the University of Minnesota, and now he's a Milwaukee policeman.
Wow. We were talking to Jerry Golomieski. He is a fundraising chairman for the WFCA. Hey, Jerry, do people have to be on site in order to try to buy raffle tickets for this?
No, you can. You just call me, and or any way you want to do it. Here's what we do. We have 52 cards. It's $20 a card, and we put your name on it, and we put the $20 in the bag, and then we'll put your card in the box when we sell 52 cards, which would give us $1,100 per helmet. And then we pick one, and it would call you if you win.
Yeah, you know what? If they can't get up to Titan Stadium next weekend, what's the best way for them to be able to get involved in this? Do we have them call me, and I'll have them call you, or how do you want to handle
that? That would work very good. Yes, I would do that.
Excellent. If you want to get involved in this, call me here at the office, 414-448-2104, and I'll get you in contact with Jerry. I can tell you for sure I'm going to buy two of those cards, Jerry. So put me down for two of them, and I can get Tom the money, or I can, you know, meet you someplace, you know, in Maguanago, maybe have lunch and hand the money off, whatever works best for you. But put
give it
me
to
down.
Tom, because I'll be seeing Tom quite a bit at the All-Star game.
Yeah, yes, I will. Tom, I'll give you that. Okay. And put me down for two cards, put my name on it. And you know, I'm 100% Irish, and I'm not lucky at all, so don't worry about that part of it.
And, Jerry, let's put into perspective, because you've been doing this a long time. So let's put into perspective how hard you work and how good you are at what you do. How much money have you personally raised through your raffles through the years? People are going to be astounded by this.
Okay, if you just count the All-Star Money raffles, we have made $105,000. Now we do another one at the state coaches clinic, and you can add another $40,000.
So
we are in the $150,000
range that Jerry personally.
Unbelievable.
$150,000.
Wow.
And I know Jerry's talking about retiring, but I'm going to let you know, Jerry, we're not going to let you retire. There's no way that we're going to let you get away.
Hey, we'll give you a pass on getting on the Milwaukee Vincent staff.
Yes.
We're not giving you a pass on,
yes,
on this one. Hey, Jerry, With the stuff that you are raffling, when you talk about the Watt family, you know, talk about a family that, again, cares about, you know, our community, certainly cares about Children's of Wisconsin and high school football. I love the fact that they're willing to help out and donate and sign some stuff, because the amount of requests that they get have got to be just overwhelming.
Well, The University of Wisconsin, Paul Crist will do anything for you. Barry Alvarez, Chris McIntosh, Barry Alvarez's secretary. She is great, Linda. She helps and get make sure I get all of the numbers that I need to get to the right people. You know, it's kind of an all year job that you kind of watch for.
Well, and you've already I won't say it. I don't want to spoil it for next year. But you've already told me your big thing for next year. He's already got next year planned, Mike.
Yeah,
he's got something lined up already for next year. So, and I'm not going to spoil it. We'll break it next year on the show.
We will have that celebration and that party of his retirement in 2030.
Okay, 2030.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Hey, Jerry, I love the fact that you're already looking to next year. Hey, when we talk about this All-Star game and the importance of it for these kids and for our community and for the state of Wisconsin and Children's of Wisconsin, Jerry, what about this event has caught you know, your heart and your servant leadership heart that you have to be able to work all year to go out and get raffle prizes to raise money for?
Well, I'll tell you, I have gone to, I think, all of the All-Star games. And last year, my grandson was the quarterback at it. And the kids are out in their communities selling ads for donations for the All-Star game. Last year when my grandson played, I went out. He was the winner. In amounts, he's sold over $7,000 worth. And I think that all of the coaches should be promoting that our numbers should be going up. And I think if you go like Wednesday night when we have the program for the kids who go to a children's hospital, it'll put a tear in your eye to see what those kids and families go through. let me tell you about one of my things that I thought. I was at the American Legion in Monroe, and I was soliciting for Max. So I went up to the bartender, and I told her, and she whipped out $100 and said, here, put this in. And there were a lot of older vets in the bar, and he says, hey, let me help you out. So the guy took his baseball hat off and he went and collected from everybody in the bar and gave me another $100. And I didn't even ask him. So Children's Hospital is not a hard sell.
No, it's really not. And I love the fact, you know, that your grandson, obviously the apple did not fall far from the tree. And
don't stress out this summer. Four Lakes Properties can help you find a great new apartment. Check out the number 4lakesproperties.com and you'll notice multiple properties around the Madison and downtown areas. 1 to 5 bedroom units with wonderful areas to enjoy the sun, including grilling areas, car wash stations, pools, and community gardens. There's a perfect apartment that both you and your budget will love at Four Lakes Properties. Go online to the number 4lakesproperties.com. Four Lakes Properties, now leasing. New beginnings.
FourLakesProperties.com.
This message is brought to you by REI. If you're looking for the outdoors, look no further than outside your door, because the great out there is right out there. Whether you're walking the dog, trekking a through hike, or lying on a picnic blanket in between, the great out there isn't a distance, but a decision to enjoy the outdoors just outside your door. Join the co-op. REI. Better is out there.
Are you ready for a real cocktail? Then crack open a great tasting Zing Zang ready to drink cocktail, like our Bloody Mary with vodka in a can. It's full strength with 9% alcohol and America's number one Bloody Mary mix. Or try our mango margarita crafted with silver tequila and real mango puree. Unlike those hard seltzers, each can is made with premium spirits and real ingredients, just like a bartender made it for you. Zing Zang. Always bold, always ready. Go to zingzang.com to find where to buy. Please Zing Zang responsibly.
Placing a trade shouldn't be complicated. It should be smooth as butter. The Fidelity app makes investing easy with zero commission U.S. stock and ETF trades, no account minimums, and fractional shares trading. Fidelity, where nothing comes between you and the trade. That's smooth. Download our app free from the App Store or Google Play. Sell orders are subject to an activity assessment fee from 1 cent to 3 cents per $1,000 of principal. No account minimums apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
As fathers, we must protect our children at all costs. And nothing threatens our babies more than poop. Day and night, poop threatens to attack their skin, make them cry, and ruin their favorite outfits. Hello Bello has stepped in to help us win the battle of the buns. Their diapers are absorbent, help prevent leaks, and come in a bunch of cute designs to make other babies jealous. They're affordable and delivered right to your door. To join the fight against poop, visit HelloBello.com and enter Hello30 for 30% off your first order.
And that's really cool that he understood. He not only got to participate in, but he raised just a tremendous amount of money that you got to be extremely proud of him. Hey, Jerry, thanks a lot. Thanks for all your work, and thanks for a couple of minutes to come on this show. And we thank you so much for the work that you put into this.
Okay. Well, I thank you guys for promoting it.
Yep, and I'll hand that $40 off to Tom in the parking lot, and pick me a good card, Jerry.
All right, very good.
You got it. Have a good day.
Thanks,
sir.
Jerry.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Hey, Tom, look at everybody we've talked to, a lot of the people we've talked to. I don't know how this game goes on if you don't have people 100% engaged like Jerry is.
Yeah, it can't be done. Starts with Doug Sarver as the All-Star Game
100%.
Chairman, and it works its way all the way down to somebody like Jerry, who is just out of the goodness of his heart raising money.
Yeah, and Dan Brunner is good.
He's absolutely.
He does such a good job. And, you know, we like to, tell stories about him during the break, but nothing on is there a better guy than him?
No.
He's just a really good
guy. I'm telling you, the reason I do this stuff is because of people like Dan and Doug and Jerry. That's why I do it.
100%. Man, well, thank you for doing this. Let's get you a break. Other side of the break, we're going to take a break from this. I want to know where you're at now. I got to find out if you're packed yet, because you're leaving soon.
Tomorrow, yes, sir.
You cut the grass today?
I have to.
All right, so I don't have to come over and cut
No,
it.
You do not.
Ingrid, if you need me this week, you let me know. This is the Majerus Family Foundation, Wisconsin Football Coach Association show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Majerus Family Foundation, Wisconsin Football Coach Association show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. You know, Tom, I love this week. Like, I like doing this show because it gets you a chance to kind of go, okay, man, you know, go to the game, that's great, but understand from behind the scenes just the amount of work that people put in, and not just the players and the coaches, but all around the event is incredible.
It is, and, you know, Jerry said it, others, it's a year-long thing. It's as soon as the game is over, the last one on Saturday night, the large school, Doug Sarver starts working on next year's All-Star game.
Unbelievable. It just is. And, you know, all the work that they do as far as, you know, picking the coaches and the coaches picking the players and then getting a hold of the players, having meetings, getting kids out there fundraising. When Jerry said, look, this is a 12-month deal. You know, I'm constantly thinking about it and constantly figuring, you know, where am I? And I've got to believe when he was in that place in Monroe and the lady gave him 100 and the other guy, I'm sure he's just talking to her about, you know, things like this. And I'm sure wherever he goes, if he meets somebody at a Pick and Save store that says, hey, I work for the Milwaukee Milkmen, I bet he's going, hey, listen, can you donate some stuff? Here's what I do.
A quick story about Jerry that, I mean, it just is the epitome of Jerry because he won't take no for an answer. And so he was telling me one day he went into, I think it was a Home Depot or a Lowe's, something, doesn't matter, but he wanted to get 2 wheelbarrows because he has this one thing at the football coaches clinic, a beer for a year.
Okay.
And they puts it in a wheelbarrow, right? And he only got 1 wheelbarrow out of him, but he was mad because he wanted 2. You know, it's like, I can just imagine, like, we'll give you a wheelbarrow. Well, I want 2. You know, like,
right.
But we're only going to give you 1. But we need 2.
You know. Knowing him, he probably drove to Lowe's or to Menards and said, hey, Can I get a wheelbarrow?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Look, those boys that graduate from Milwaukee Tech, they don't take no for an answer
they
back
do
in
not.
The day. That's for sure. You know, to have him on and to have Major Nathan Blackwell on, to have Christine from Children of Wisconsin and Jeff and Daryl Sims, who we started with, for me, Grant Shade stole it. He stole the show this week.
What an amazing young man. And, you know, the most powerful moment of our show, the All-Star Game show that this is when we connect with the patient or the patient family.
Right.
Because sometimes we've had patients on that are just too small, too young to be able to really talk about their experience. But it just brings to life what this game is all about.
Tom, when Jeannie talked about, look, we the night before the event, because he gets excited, and there's a chance we're not going to be able to go. And she said it so matter-of-factly.
Right.
You know, when Matthew's playing AAU and we're getting ready the night before, it never crosses your mind, well, if he's not feeling well, we're just, come out, we're going. And they have so many other things to take into consideration. And they're both like, yeah, this is what we do.
Well, it's just sort of like you say, matter-of-factly, this is just how we handle that kind of thing. But just the extraordinary strength that both Grant and his entire family have to do that and to do it in all the things that Grant's involved in.
Guys, Friday, July 15th, you can go up 6 o'clock for the 8-man game. And then Saturday, July 16th, noon and 4 o'clock, I'm going to ask you one more time, if you can help us out. We're 88% of the 100% that we're trying to get donated dollar-wise that will go to Children's of Wisconsin, chwevents.org. chwevents.org. Have you packed yet?
I am not packed.
You're getting there, though.
I have to have it done by the end of the day.
Have to have it done. Hey, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Coach, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
You bet. This is the Majerus Family Foundation, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on 1250 AM, The Fan.
This summer, Four Lakes Properties can help you find a great new apartment. Check out the number 4lakesproperties.com and you'll notice multiple properties around the Madison and downtown areas. 1 to 5 bedroom units with wonderful areas to enjoy the sun, including grilling areas, car wash stations, pools, and community gardens. There's a perfect apartment that both you and your budget will love at Four Lakes Properties. Go online to the number 4lakesproperties.com. Four Lakes Properties, now leasing. New beginnings. Four Lakes Properties.
Are you ready for a real cocktail? Introducing Zing Zang Full Strength Canned Cocktails, America's number one Bloody Mary mix with vodka, Zing Zang Classic Margaritas, tequila included, and Mango Margaritas made with tequila and real mango puree, ready for no one to have to bartend. Real cocktails, real ingredients, really good. Zing Zang, always bold, always ready. Go to ZingZang.com to find where to buy. Please Zing Zang responsibly.
This message is brought to you by REI. If you're looking for the outdoors, look no further than outside your door, because the great out there is right out there. Whether you're walking the dog, trekking a through hike, or lying on a picnic blanket in between, the great out there isn't a distance, but a decision to enjoy the outdoors just outside your door. Join the co-op. REI. Better is out there.
Placing a trade shouldn't be complicated. It should be smooth as butter. The Fidelity app makes investing easy with zero commission U.S. stock and ETF trades, no account minimums, and fractional shares trading. Fidelity, where nothing comes between you and the trade. That's smooth. Download our app free from the App Store or Google Play. Sell orders are subject to an activity assessment fee from 1 cent to 3 cents per $1,000 of principal. No account minimums apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Cleaning up poop is one of the worst chores we face as parents. A leaky diaper can ruin your day, whether you now need to clean the whole crib or you've ruined yet another favorite shirt. At Hello Bello, we know your pain, which is why our affordable diapers help prevent leaks day and night. They're sleek and thin and come in several adorable designs. To save yourself from future blowouts, visit HelloBello.com and use code HELLO30 for 30% off your first bundle of diapers. That's HelloBello.com, code HELLO30 for 30% off.